Paul, congratulations. That I'm sure was as enjoyable for you as it was for the fans behind the goal.
I thought we were great. I really did it from the off. And as I said in there, the pleasing thing is Mike Walsh coming back for over a year out, and Lee Evans coming in. He hasn't been fit since I've been to the club. And young Morgan, 16-year-old. But he's not here and just to make up the numbers, he's here because I know he can play. And along with young Conor Ronan, who made a terrific debut for us last week. Bright's getting overlooked at the minute because he's playing week in, week out for us. But he's been excellent. He's only 18. And but the whole performance, we could have been 2 or 3 up before we score. Yeah. And we look at a team that's full of confidence at the minute.
Well, there's a lot of things about today that, you know, feel like, as you've just mentioned several of them, that they're going to have long-term consequences. But, I mean, just at the moment to come here, as you say, right from the first minute and play with that, you know, confidence around players who've played a lot recently and players who haven't, who says something.
That was my only concern, Mike, was how do the ones come in after not playing, as I said to you the other day, to play some game time, and if anything happened to the ones that have been performing week in, week out, then we had to look at the lads having been playing. But a Forrest come in, House has come in, Savile's come in, Evans has come in. So, in ally to the ones that have been playing regular, I think the whole performance from start to off was excellent.
There were also several moments. I mean, there was a big moment in the second half. You could have, for example, been cautious when Iorfa Clear had a problem. You went for it with Dicko coming on. I mean, things like that really said this is a positive move. We are going for it.
So it's the only way I play. And I thought Dockett come back over to right back and George going over to left back and putting Dave in with Lee and Morgan in behind, and Dicko coming on because Dicko's speed is a major threat. So I thought if we could turn them, then we would still be a threat.
What's changed, Paul, in the last month? There were things happening. You were going up and down. We went to Cardiff and you had a hard time. Since then, what's changed? Because something has.
I just think you need time, Mike, in a football club. You need time to put your own stamp on. You're never going to do it within 3-4 weeks. Never. Sure. You don't even do it within 3-4 months. You need a full season, at least, to get your point across. And we've been working hard in certain things. There's a lot of confidence in the group. It's a lot of great play. A lot of young ones coming through. And I think everything, accumulation of everything, really, that's happening at the club. And it's a lot better place than what it was when I first came in, that's for sure.
You've made a few people's day today.
Yeah, fans were brilliant. Honestly, the fans were outstanding. I mean, you can see it's a big club. Wolves is a big club. And it's been up and down in the Premier League, which I understand, which can happen to any club. But it's a huge club, a huge fan base. But I think they can recognise now what can happen, because we have got a good young side, really young. And they're still growing, who will take another few years to hit their full potential, some of them. So, but the future's very good.